Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock, and we have a small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Baker Good spending a quiet evening at home. Vic lounges in his easy chair with a newspaper, and Sade at the library table apparently makes arithmetical calculations on a sheet of tablet paper. It's like she puts aside her pencil, scrutinizes her husband, and observes thoughtfully.
Hey, people owe me lots of money.
That's so, Dr. Fisher.
Just about everybody I know owes me money.
I had the notion you were dashing off in a peculiar sister, Beth.
I finished it a long time ago. Still had my pencil in my hands when I got through, don't you know, and started drawing little pictures and things, and remembered Crouch's butcher owes me 7 cents and made a note of it so I wouldn't forget, and then thought of other parties that owe me money, and now I've got a whole page of tablet paper covered with figures. I never realized before I was so generous. I don't go around lending money to people. I squeeze my pennies till the Eagle House.
Who owes in your debt?
Oh, three of them. Golly, if I can just collect, I'll be able to retire on my income.
Are they all 7 cent amounts like Crouch's butcher?
One here is for $9.
Yeah?
You know about that. Lucy.
Oh, uh-huh.
Poor girl, it worries her to death. See, she borrowed it unbeknownst to Ted, and so she don't want to pay me back all in one monster big chunk. And I don't like to have her give me 15 cents at a time. Work it that way, and I spend the 15 cents as they come along, and in the end, not having anything to show for my $9.
Oh.
So we're kind of in the soup on the trash. She wants to pay me in 15 cents, and I want my $9 all of the platter.
Well, why don't you put her 15 cents away in her fruit jar until they add up to her $9?
She tried that, but she was continually trotting to the fruit jar for nickels and dimes when she needed change. Darn old fruit jar never caught up with itself. You know what she even done?
No.
Wrote IOUs.
How do you mean?
Well, every time she went to the fruit jar for money, she'd leave a little slip of paper. I owe you 5 cents. I owe you 8 cents, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day she went to get some odd pennies to give the milkman or somebody, and there wasn't a single thing in that fruit jar but little slips of paper. So, we're up a stump on the whole proposition. Of course, she'd pay me quick as a flash if I asked her to. But if I wanted the entire $9, she'd have to get it from Ted, and then he'd know she'd borrowed it, and the corners of his mouth would come down by his chin, and he'd be grumpy for a week.
How'd Ruthie happen to borrow that much money from you all of the crack?
She saw fancy till it slipped in the Gamblin's and just went crazy. Simply had to have it. She'll pay me back by and by.
Mm.
Now, here's Miss Call. Owes me 12 cents. Appreciate why that is? Well, every week the brickmash man delivers brickmash and she pays me cash. 13 cents she pays. But she never has any pennies in the house and he never has any change. So she comes over and gets the odd money from me. That's happened 4 times.
Yeah.
It happened this morning. She says, here I am again, Miss Cook. The brickmash man's over on my back porch and I haven't got anything but nickels and dimes.
Well, why don't she give him 15 cents on such occasion? Matters could be adjusted on the brickmash man's next trip.
Oh, Miss Call's the kind that has to have everything cut and dried. She don't want to owe the brickmash man anything, and she don't want him to owe her anything. Like she said, I expect it's funny of me, Miss Cook, but I've been that way all my life and can't help it. It frazzles my hide to be in people's debt.
Well, she's in your debt. Owes you 12 cents.
Well, say, that is true, ain't it?
Oh, sure.
She says I've always been that way, frazzles my hide to be in people's debt.
And yet she's borrowed 3 cents every week from you for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, well, she'll pay. Now, here's Miss Donahue, who owes me 5 cents.
Not to keep harping on the brickmash man all night, but how come his merchandise is 13 cents? I thought it was a dime.
13 cents with the tax.
It's a pretty healthy tax, ain't it?
Well, I don't know.
30 cents on the dollar.
Well, he raised his brickmash to 13 cents way last June.
What tax is it?
His own tax. He just tacked it on himself.
Oh.
He's a pretty shrewd businessman, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, now, here's Miss Donahue, who owes me 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
The way that was, we had Dutch treating at the beach one afternoon last week. She had a dime to spend and ordered chocolate ice cream and then decided she wanted ground up the can sprinkled on top, and that was a nickel extra. She never had the nickel, so I paid it.
It certainly was a big financial deal.
Well, then, nickels count up, and she'll pay me, too. I'm not forgetting that 5 cents, Miss Brooks. She hollered across and we're out shaking her mouth this morning. Well, here's Miss Husher owes me 2 pennies. She borrowed a postage stamp. Hey, if I don't watch out, I'll get the name for being an easy mark. People find out how Miss Brooks there on Virginia Avenue lends her money to every town they can harry, and there'll be crowds of borrowers come around to see me.
It's
kind of half funny, too. Because I'm not the kind that throws their fondulis to the four winds. I squeeze my pennies to leave a house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now here's Miss Otto. Owes me half a dollar.
Well, did you ever happen to let loose of that terrific amount?
Couldn't help it. She was here calling one afternoon and had little Clarence with her. And the delivery boy from Yamilton's come with some things. I got my pocketbook to pay him, and he gave me the change. And this 50 cents got dropped on the floor, and whoop, Clarence pounced on it, wouldn't leave go. Miss Otto tried to take it away from him when it was time to go home, but he put up such a shriek. She decided she'd just handle his case later and send me my 50 cents next time she saw me.
Right.
I'll see her at Thimble meeting this week and collect.
Right.
Here's Kleberger's store open 4 cents.
What weird transaction occasion.
This is kind of funny. I was in there and paid him there $2. And also
you
bought...
You paid that $2?
Certainly did. Mailman bringing old nasty guns here by the bushel.
I like old Kleberger's $2. I feel more comfortable and happy
well,
when I
owe paid now. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Okay.
I paid him there $2 and also bought Russell a couple neckties for sure. When I got home, I found a mistake in my bill. They'd overcharged me 4 cents. So I telephoned right away and Mr. Kleberger said it'd be adjusted on the books at once. I'd have a due bill for 4 cents.
Mm.
Appreciate the joke?
Uh-uh.
I'm supposed to take my 4 cents out in trade.
Oh.
Well, they got nothing in Kleberger's price for 4 cents. Can't buy a necktie or a suit of clothes or a hat for 4 cents. What I'll do, of course, make them apply the money to my next purchase. Oh, here's Miss Heddle's owes me a penny.
A penny?
Yeah.
Miss Heddle's better pay it back quicker. I'll go down and puncture holes in Charlie's tires.
I won the penny on a bet.
You and Miss Heddle's have been taking a gamble now, huh?
Yeah. We were walking down West Market Street to a thimble meeting at a lady's house we hadn't been to before. And Miss Heddle said it was on the left-hand side of the street, and I said the right-hand side of the street. We were both positive and finally bet a penny on it. I won. I knew I'd win because the address was an odd number, and odd numbers are always on the right-hand side.
Mm.
She'll pay the penny.
Better.
Here's the Greek owes me a penny.
I hope you and the Greek haven't been making wages.
I got weighed, and his weighing machine was on the blink.
Mm.
I stood on the deuce on and dropped my topper in the slot, and the pointer only went up to 11 pounds. I called to the Greek to come over and look, and he did, and then started for the cash register to get me my penny, but some customer was at the counter wanting cherry sausage or something, and he forgot. Ruthie was with me, and I didn't feel like waiting.
Mm.
I'll make him fork over next time I'll go in there.
Mm.
Well, don't people owe me lots of money, though?
Yeah.
As soon as I collect, I'll retire on my fortune.
Uh-huh.
I'll read out the items, and you add them up in your head, and we'll see what it amounts to.
Okay.
I'm not going to count in with $9 to Ruthie.
Mm.
That's separate.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Scotcher's Butcher owes me 7 cents.
7 cents.
Carl owes me 12 cents.
12, 7, 19.
Miss Donahue owes me 5 cents.
5 and 19 is 24.
Miss Husher, 2 cents.
26.
Miss Otto owes me half a dollar.
26, 50, 76.
Seaburger store, 4 cents.
80.
Miss Heddle's 1 penny.
81 cents.
The Greek, 1 penny.
82 cents.
Well, think of that, 82 cents. Only a hop, skip, and a jump from a dollar.
Huh?
Well, that's kind of funny. Everybody and their brother owe me money. I don't lend out my other pennies to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the kind that throws their fondulics out the window.
Yeah.
I watch my pennies. I squeeze my penny till legal, how?